Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second, the right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second, the center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third, the left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses bunts in front of the plate. Desautels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoy moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Milner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoy moves to third. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Moses scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Babich fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly is thrown out after the base hit. Boudreau scores. One out. It's 2-1. Athletics. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Bill Beckman now pitching. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman is walked intentionally. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beckman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to second. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckman hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCoy strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moses scores. Hayes scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Al Milner. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckman hits a line drive towards first. Grimes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McCoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker pinch hits for Ray Mack. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals is 0 for 3 in the game. Desodals bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Clint Brown. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Beckman's glove, towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.